Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And we begin this afternoon with a final word from the sanitation department on how we're going to tackle trash pickups here in the Big Apple. It's been a big problem, mainly because the city says if you put the garbage out too soon, the furry little four-legged neighbors show up for a never-ending buffet, among other problems, including the smell. Some of the new rules, instead of a 4 p.m. curbside drop starting April 1st, you can only put it out there after 6 in a secure container. And if you're putting out the bag alone, well, without a container, you have to wait until 8 p.m. There's also an opt-in window for buildings owners who have 9 or more residential units. Bottom line, they say waste will sit on the curb for less time. Somebody said that just means the rats will have a late dinner and stay late for dessert. The city says no, putting it out there later for the crews to pick it up sooner will go a long way in eradicating the rat problem. That said, the sanitation folks aren't stopping there. They're actually looking at bringing in the big guns to tackle the varmints, a rat czar.
Deputy Mayor of Operations Meera Joshi will directly oversee the position of rat czar. She's looking for a Pied Piper of sorts to take the lead and coordinate city agencies, technology.
Bring them all together so we're unified, we're efficient.
And to that end, the city's experimenting with a pilot program using sensors.
That's a low-cost, easy way for us to understand where there's rat activity.
Joshi says, though the job description is a bit tongue-in-cheek, rat infestation is a serious health, real estate, and business problem. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Can you imagine you're in a convention, though, and everybody's introducing themselves, and you stand up and go, I'm a so-and-so, and I'm a rat czar. Times Square Lions doing that big thing again where you write your wishes for the new year on a slip of paper and it'll become a part of the confetti drop on New Year's Eve in Times Square. Well, 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiOria joins us live now to tell us all about it. Carol.
Well, this wishing wall, Larry, is on the Broadway Plaza at West 46th Street, right here in the Times Square area. Lots of tourists, people from all over the place. And they write their wish on a little tiny piece of paper and they pin it to a wall that's been set up here. And as you explained, on New Year's Eve, when they drop the ball and we have the turn of the new year, they're going to shoot all of these wishes out of a cannon. And all these little pieces of paper will come down like confetti, and hopefully people's wishes come true. So what are they wishing for? Well, most of the people told me they wish for better health. They want a better year next year than this year. A young woman from Brazil says, please, no more COVID. That's her wish. And then three young girls from Ottawa, Canada, they told me their wish is just to see Taylor Swift. And after all the fiasco with the tickets, I guess that is a pretty good wish. So people are having fun with it. Some people are very serious. A few teary-eyed folks talking about health and how it's got to improve next year. We wish everyone good health for the new year. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds live on 92.3 FM on Broadway.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate you for that. A terrible bus crash in New Hempstead this morning, I got to tell you about. Multiple injuries. Police say a school bus crashed into a house and another vehicle. About 9 o'clock this morning, 22 people, including the driver, were taken to the hospital. Police say most of the injuries appeared to be minor, none of them life-threatening. Pictures from the scene showed the bus leaning against a house alongside an overturned car with torn-up grass and broken tree limbs in its wake. Not sure what caused that wreck. They're investigating, but they did say the driver was tested and showed no signs of impairment. Out to Queens now, and some folks at a NYCHA housing complex say this is the wrong time to start having heating problems. Oh no, it's starting to get cold out there. And some folks say, let's keep it real, this didn't just start either.
Sadie Morris has never had an issue with the heat in her 47 years living in the Astoria houses.
Until this winter, I haven't had, nothing came through the pipes at all.
And did you complain?
I'm so exhausted complaining.
When I came to her door, staff from NYCHA were actually there to check on the heat. But Morris says nothing ever gets done.
Well, they came last night, didn't anything happen. They came last week, then nothing happens.
In other buildings, tenants like Ed Jones say the heat is off and on, leading them to make dangerous choices to stay warm.
Well, boiling water, you know, try to keep the house steamed up a little bit, but that's not good neither.
We reached out to NYCHA and are awaiting a response. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Astoria.
Also today, police investigating a random street attack near City Hall. A 60-year-old guy walking along when a man in front of him just spun around like it was nothing and started punching him in the face. He was at William and Beekman Streets in the Financial District. Police say the victim collapsed on the street. Was briefly unconscious. They took him to New York Presby in stable condition. The suspect in his 20s took off running. His picture is on our website with your help. Maybe they can catch him before the end of this newscast. We'll just see what happens with that. A new report from the Inspector General's office says even in jail, there are racial disparities. The report issued by IG Lucy Lang is 6 years after the New York Times published a 2015 investigation into racial bias in state prisons. Her office has documented significant racial and ethnic disparities in discipline across state prisons, showing that black inmates were 22% more likely to be disciplined than whites. The main takeaway, she says, is that the disparities have led to a loss of privileges, longer stays in solitary, and ultimately more time behind bars for black inmates. State Department of Corrections, in response, says it recognized the disparities and that the department would continue to emphasize a vision of fair and just criminal justice system, saying it's already working on a new manual for officers and data to identify and help deal with issues of bias. Hey, a great thing going on right now in Westbury, where a group of Nassau cops are out there shopping with kids for the holidays. Take me. It's the annual Shop with the Cop event, and we hear they're hosting 50 kids this year. Lucky kids and lucky cops.
Everybody say hello to Captain America!
Nassau County police officers and sergeants dressed up as superheroes here at Target in Westbury, bringing $150 gift cards to underprivileged students. Here is Sergeant Thomas Iannucci.
Most people only get to encounter the police when they are having a bad day, so to speak. So this is something that we could meet and really bring a smile to people's faces, especially this time of year.
And 9-year-old Damian Rosales tells me, what do you want for Christmas?
A big Nerf gun?
A big Nerf gun. He was with Officer Andrew Sherline.
This is my first time doing this. It's a very special day. You know, obviously getting to hang out with these kids and meet Damian for the first time.
50 students got to buy gifts for their families and for themselves. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Target in Westbury.
Oh, what a neat story that is. Wish I was there. Hey, kids, good for you.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.